Hello, everybody. Welcome. This is Linux Crazy Podcast, and this is podcast number 10. And in this podcast, I'm going to talk about the Dell Vostro 1400 with Ubuntu. So everything works. It's a pretty nice little laptop. I like the keyboard. I like the touchpad. The 14-inch got a 14-inch screen. It's got a Core 2 Duo, a T5270. That's a small Core 2 Duo. It's got 2 gigabytes of RAM. It's got a 120-gigabyte hard drive. It's got a DVD burner. And it's got a Nvidia GeForce 8400 MGS. So it uses the Nvidia drivers. I got this for $599 from the Dell site. It was happened to be on sale at the time. I got it about 2 months ago. It seems like it's pretty heavy duty. It's not all plastic. I think there's some magnesium on it. It's solid black, and it works real good with Linux. So it's got the for the wireless card. It's got the Dell Wireless 1390, which is Broadcom 4311. So and it works with the kernel drivers. All you have to do is load the firmware. But Ubuntu is real good about that. Ubuntu does just about everything for you. That's why I like putting Ubuntu on a laptop, because it does most of the work for you, and it just pretty much works. If you go to abbottdavid.com/vostro1400, I've got a bunch of the config files in there. I've got ALSA base, which will show you the option to get the sound working. I got the list mod, just to show you all the modules that are loaded. List PCI, that'll show you all the hardware. I got my sources list on there. And I got a screenshot of what it looks like. And then also I got the Xorg config in there. I didn't really have to do any much editing on it. Ubuntu pretty much has all the GUI, they call it, everybody's calling it the GUIs, to set everything up, and I'll kind of walk you through how I set it up. I did 32-bit install because I didn't really care about the 64-bit. I've noticed, are you going to get that much more increase in performance by going with 64-bit versus 32? I don't know. For what I use it for, not really. I just basically just use it for playing around with websites, doing some stuff on eBay, going on the forums, and pretty basic stuff. Every once in a while I use OpenOffice, but I don't do any gaming or anything like that. So plus I don't even know if the 64-bit's going to give me that much more added performance. I run Gen 2 64-bits on a couple desktop computers. And sometimes it's a pain in the neck to get, if you want flash and some of the audio and video codecs to work, sometimes it's a major pain to get them to work and get them to work right with the 64-bit still. So I didn't want to go through the headache, so I just installed the 32-bit. Now sometimes on the newer laptops you have to install the 64-bit just in order to get them to boot, because it's got some stuff in the 64-bit kernels. But I didn't have any trouble with this one. Booted right up with the 32-bit, so I left it alone. So here we'll go ahead and get started. First thing you want to do is, I did this even before I updated, because right off the bat it's going to tell you to go ahead and update. So first thing I did was, you go up here to System, and then you go to Administration, and then you go to Restricted Driver Manager, and enter your password. And then you're going to see down here proprietary drivers are being used to make this computer work properly. And I put 2 check marks, one for the Nvidia drivers, and the other one is for the firmware for the Broadcom 43XX family. So I put a check mark in both of those. And then I can't really remember, but I think at that time it'll ask you, your sources has changed, blah, 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 and it'll say go ahead and update. And then the next thing you want to do is same thing, go to System, Administration, and then you want to go to Software Sources on the left-hand pane, It's got Ubuntu software downloadable from the internet. I checked all of those, all of the ones on the left. I checked all of those. And then the bottom, it says installable from CD-ROM, DVD. Uncheck that. Otherwise, it's always going to ask you to put the CD back in. And so uncheck that. The next tab over, it's got third-party software. And I checked both of those. And then in updates, it's got important security updates, Gusty Security. I didn't check that. I checked recommended updates, Gutsy updates. And then in the bottom, it said it's got automatic updates. I said check for updates. And then I got only notify about available updates. And then authentication, there's nothing to check in there. Statistics, nothing to check in there. So in the updates, I don't know why I didn't import in security updates. I'm not sure, Gutsy and security. I'm not sure why I didn't check that, but I'm not going to redo anything. It's working fine right now, so I'm not going to touch anything on that. And the only other thing I had to do a little bit was with the wireless, and really it picked up the wireless. All I had to do is just go through the GUI and put my wet password in there. And for the sound, all I did was you go to etc. modprobe.d / ALSA base, and at the bottom you just add an options at the bottom of the file. It says options SND dash HDA dash Intel probe / mask equals 1 model equals 3 stack. And I got that file up there if you want to take a look at it at avidavid.com/Vostro1400. And like I said, I got all the configuration files there. So any of the ones that you want to take a look at, just check them out. Really, that's about it. I mean, I didn't have to do much of anything with this laptop. So this will be kind of a quick podcast. One of the guys that listened to the podcast, he wanted me to go through the Vostro. So I had a little time here, so that's what I did. I went ahead and went through with the Vostro. And that's it for now, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.